KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The sister of Glenwood High School pupil Caden Moodley, who died at the school, says her brother showed no signs of illness.
He had come to stay over at my place over the weekend. He was perfectly fine.
The 15-year-old collapsed during hockey practice at the Durban school yesterday. Paramedics' efforts to resuscitate him were in vain. Caden's sister, Tammy Moodley, says she rushed to the school after her mother called her in a panic, telling her her brother couldn't breathe.
I literally flew to the field and we ran down and we saw the paramedics giving him CPR. And I could just hear a machine beeping and paramedics physically pumping his heart. And then I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And then they called us aside and said that their protocol is 30 minutes. I was just screaming, please can you help him? And then the paramedic was like, no, there's nothing that they can do.
Caden's twin brother, Kellen, says he is devastated.
Always a jokester, never without a smile. Even if he was having a bad day, he'd make sure everyone else was having a good one. And he'd always bring up the energies of the people around him.
The grade 10 pupil will be laid to rest on Friday. The health department has set a target to test 5 million people for tuberculosis as part of its campaign to end TB deaths in the country. The program will be launched in KZN next week by Deputy President Paul Mashatile on World TB Day. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says the fight against the disease won't be won in health facilities, but in public spaces through education. He says the campaign will reach people in their homes.
One member in this family has been tested for TB positive, whether on treatment or not, but we know that there is one member. Let's test the whole family. We are further going to test in communities that we know to be vulnerable. And we want to say, if you are HIV positive, allow us, because most of the time they go together.
Crime in rural areas has dropped significantly in the third quarter of 2024-25 financial year. SAPS's head proactive policing, Susan Binard, says while the numbers have declined, she has called on the National Assembly to investigate attacks on farming communities.
We've had a reduction of murder from 22 to 12. In total, we've had a reduction of 84 cases.
And the terms of a possible ceasefire in the eastern DRC are still unclear a day after Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi and Rwandan counterpart Paul Kagame held surprise talks in Doha. Fighting in the mineral-rich region has recently intensified, with the M23 armed group capturing two provincial capitals. The UN says Rwandan troops are supporting the rebel group, but Kigali denies this. Peace talks between Kinshasa and M23 has been scheduled to take place at the Angolan capital Luanda yesterday, but did not go ahead. Instead, Qatar unexpectedly announced that Kagame and Tshisekedi had met. A joint statement from the three countries says the African presidents expressed their support for a ceasefire. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 13.